You're with us for the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. During the holidays, we often focus on the joy and the celebrations, but this can be a very difficult time. Some people are grieving the loss of a loved one or perhaps living in financial turmoil. Do you feel sadness, depression, or anxiety this time of year? Have you always felt holiday sadness? Why? What strategies do you use to cope? Share your situation. Share what helps at 800-642-1234. We have clinical psychologists to guide our conversation. But first, livestock odors. You know when you drive by a large hog farm and catch just a whiff, you think, you know, this too shall pass. But what if you live near these intense smells and you can't get away from them? For regulators, measuring rotten odors is tricky. Yasik Kojil is a professor of agricultural and biosystems engineering at Iowa State University. In shorthand here, he's a livestock odor researcher, and WPR host Keely Baltina talked with him about the science of smells.
When we say that we smell something, what does that really mean? What's going on?
Well, that's a loaded question. Excellent question right there. So, you know, sense of smell is one of those things that we learn a lot. We don't know much still yet about it. So, you know, just about 15 years ago, a Nobel Prize was awarded for actually unlocking why we smell, why human and how human nose processes smells. So there is still a lot of research to be done. So we are dealing with a lot of, you know, fundamental science, but a lot of unknown things with psychology, sociology, etc.
Can scientists really then objectively measure how strong an odor is?
We try to do that. So we developed tools. They aren't perfect, but we have kind of two ways of doing this. One of them is basically take a big, like a big Ziploc type bag of odorous air and dilute this with pure air and present to, in a blind test, present it to a series of panelists, trained panelists, that basically try to detect the difference between odorless air and air that is injected with tiny portions of the odor that we try to analyze.
So you're training real human beings to do this and detect the smell.
Yes, exactly. So, you know, that sort of technique doesn't get into what really is in that odor. It goes after how does this odor smell, how strong it is, how an average person represented by these trained panelists is actually reacting to something in the air that is not just pure smellless air. So that's one way of doing this. But there is, you know, there is another one where we can actually analyze those molecules, various molecules in the air, and then connect that sense of smell that we have simultaneously with those analytical tools. So we, in essence, we are able to find sort of the needles in the haystack, if you will. But they are buried, you know, in this, you know, this massive mixture of thousands of different compounds. And not all of them contribute, only typically several few that makes us experience an odor or maybe some nice aroma.
Yeah, well, one of those is a smell that can be associated with farm animals. This is Wisconsin, especially when they're large operations. What are some of the compounds that occur there that we would identify with unpleasant smells?
So there is several of them. We identified through that process I described before, the simultaneous chemical and sensory analysis, handful of compounds that we would really want to eliminate. And some of those would be phenolic compounds. Those are the kinds of chemicals that, you know, tiny little amount in the air is very noticeable. Another class of compounds is volatile fatty acids, and then probably hydrogen sulfide. So perhaps a handful of compounds that we always detect when we work with livestock waste, ambient air in and around these facilities. They are always there.
Yasik Kojal is a professor of agricultural and biosystems engineering at Iowa State University. He's a livestock odor researcher. And Yasik, if it only takes a little bit of these compounds in the air to create that unpleasant smell, I sense it could get really overwhelming very quickly. How can we figure out the level of that? I mean, do we have tools that we can figure out to lessen the impact on people near these livestock situations?
Well, that's a great question. That's what we engineers here at Ag Engineering at Iowa State University and colleagues all around the country work on. Engineering ways of mitigating odor, not necessarily right at the farm, but the odor that might be experienced by neighbors. So we start with the assumption that there will be always manure or other sources of odor. And we try to apply something or develop some tools that will be, one, feasible for farm applications. Number two, they will fit in sort of socio-economic situation at a particular farm. So, you know, that means money, that means technology. We are very, very concerned that whatever we develop and test is actually farm tested. And I should say there are probably many technologies that are actually proven to work, but they have been developed for industrial applications, for different types of industries, for much bigger level of funding that these industries have. That's not necessarily the case with many of the farmers.
As an engineer, briefly, what do you think that policymakers should take into consideration as they're deciding whether they're strengthening or loosening regulations around large-scale anima facilities?
Again, this is a loaded question, but I would say that we need all of the stakeholders at the table, meaning, and I know that some of the counties, for example, do that, that they try to not to make haste decisions that drive an issue in one direction or another. They are very careful about involving all of the stakeholders around this issue from the very beginning. We need to actually do quite a bit more work to understand, probably from political angle too, that, you know, this is a multi-level, multi-disciplinary, if you will, issue.
Yasik, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
And that was WPR host Keely Boltina with Iowa State livestock odor researcher Yasik Kojal. Find more at wiscontext.org. You're listening to The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is The Ideas Network. Back.